Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Hooray for the Riff Raff is a Southern Americana band from New Orleans, founded and led by singer-songwriter Alinda Lee Segarra. She's originally from the Bronx, left home at the age of 17 to hop freights, and ended up in New Orleans, where she learned to make music on the streets. The band just released their major label ATO debut, Small Town Heroes, which has gotten a lot of positive reviews. We'll meet Alinda in just a moment, right after this performance of I Know It's Wrong.
That's all right. The sun is laughing in my face, shining its light on my mistakes. You could be my enemy, summertime. I feed you watermelon off the vine. I know it's wrong, but that's all right. Well, I take you. And I tell you one thing that always makes some sense. It's never wrong to hop a fence. But it feels right just to love you, babe, for all my life. Well, I know it's wrong, but it feels right just to love. That's all right.
You may have heard us play that one before on the World Cafe. That is Hooray for the Riff Raff. And I know it's wrong, but that's all right. A live version today. That's a tune that's on Small Town Heroes, the new album. And thanks, everybody, for playing live for us today. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, this is your second visit here, Alinda. Alinda Lee Segarra is the head of all this. And again, obviously a lot has happened since we last talked. There's been an underdog status to everything about your life so far, and things are you know, changing a bit. How is that sitting with you?
It's a pretty wild ride so far, but we're having a great time. It's really great to have the team that we have now at ATO, just to have some people, you know, helping us out and really believing in the album. It's just been a really inspiring situation.
Sounds good. You know, one of the things about that song and others that you just pop on the CD is you feel like you've heard a lot of these songs in the past. And I mean that in a positive way. I mean, they're kind of timeless. They're kind of in the folk tradition. And I guess that makes sense because that's sort of where your musical education comes from.
Yeah, a lot of my, I'd say all of my musical education comes from learning from records and from other musicians, whether they're in New Orleans or in North Carolina, while I was traveling around. I feel like that's normally a good sign when you hear a song and you feel like you've heard it before. I really try to write songs that are in an older vein or in an older form, but make them modern and make them current for our life today.
If people have been to New Orleans any time in the last decade or so, they know that if you get off Bourbon Street and move up to Royal, there's always a bunch of bands. And our friend Ani DeFranco calls them the Oliver Twists. They're a bunch of bands that kind of dress old style and play an older style of music. It's not always jazz, which is what's really interesting. And that's the scene where you grew up in?
Yeah, I'd say most of my musical education came from playing on the street in New Orleans, playing a lot of whether it was traditional New Orleans jazz or even a little bit of gypsy klezmer music or whether it was ragtime or jug band music. I also played a lot of old-time Appalachian music on the banjo, playing clawhammer. And I think all of those styles have definitely affected me. I feel like that learning about New Orleans traditional jazz songwriting has really helped me and helped me lyrically for sure.
Well, what's the experience on the street like?
It's a really amazing way to spend the day, I'll tell you that. It's like, you know, you're going to work by playing in the sunshine outside for people who are strolling and just really looking forward to seeing good music and enjoying the day. So it's a pretty amazing way to live.
Is there a rhythm to the day? Do you have to get there early to secure a spot? Or because it must be certain times a day when it's a lot of people and other times not.
Yeah, during a busy season, you got to get there in the middle of the night and take shifts.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, very interesting. Hooray for the Riff Raff, our guest today. And we're really happy to have Alinda Lee Segarra and company back. And let's hear another one from this new one, Small Town Heroes. What's next?
This next song is called The Body Electric.
Said you're gonna shoot me down, put my body in the river. Shoot me down, put my body in the river. And the whole world sings, sing it like a song. The whole world sings like there's nothing going wrong. He shot her down, he put her body in the river. He covered her up, but I went to get her and I said, my girl, what happened to you now? I said, my girl, we gotta stop it somehow. September like an old sad song. You heard it all before. Well, Delia's gone, but I'm settling the score.
That is beautiful. That is a Array for the Riff Raff with a version of the Body Electric, a tune from the new album Small Town Heroes. And Alinda, what's that song in reference to? And I heard that little mention of Delia's Gone in there, but I was just wondering what that song is about.
Well, that song is my response to the tradition of murder ballads. I felt like, as a folk musician, I thought it was time for a woman to join the conversation of murder ballads and put her voice in there and kind of write a song saying, hey, that's me you're talking about throwing down the well, you know?
Good point. But the woman could also be the murderer, so it goes both ways.
It's true. There is, I felt like the majority of songs had women being murdered, a lot of the times for cheating. But there is definitely a number of, especially traditional jazz tunes, where the woman is fed up with her cheating man and she shoots him down.
Right.
But I was just thinking a lot about our current life and how every time I read the newspaper, I felt like I was reading about a woman being murdered by her lover or a woman being attacked on the street. And I thought that it was time that maybe we start creating a safe space for women musically and make our music world a place where they were safe and they were okay.
Well, amen to that. So who's in the Hooray for the Riff Raff? Who's playing today?
Well, today we got Yossi Perlstein on the fiddle, and he's going to do some drumming as well. We have Callie Millington on the bass, Casey McAllister on the keys. We got Sam Doors with us today. He's playing some guitar and some drums, and he's singing. And we got Chris Davis on the drums as well.
Wow. Do you like having a big band?
I do. I really like switching it up. I love playing acoustically, too. You know, I love really stripping it down and doing some solo stuff or just some duo stuff with Yossi. But it makes a live show a lot more fun to have your friends up there playing with you.
Totally. Well, here's another question about it. Who's in the riffraff? Who are the riffraff for you when you say hooray for the riffraff?
Well, that term has been growing, I feel like. I feel like at first I was definitely referring to traveling kids and people that were in my direct little circle. But I feel like the more we play and the more we tour, the riffraff is turning into anybody who feels a little bit like an outsider or an underdog. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about older folks who don't really like what's on the radio and they kind of miss the music they grew up with in the 60s and 50s. And I think that they could fit into the riffraff just as much as, you know, a feminist riot girl, like punk kid, you know. And I think that's what has been making our live shows so fun is there's a lot of diverse people all enjoying the music together.
Hooray for the riffraff for our guests. And Alinda, what's next?
Up next is a song that I wrote about a house in New Orleans that I used to live at. It's called End of the Line.
Thank you.
End of the Line, another one from our guest today, Hooray for the Riff Raff, playing live for us on the Cafe. Linda Lee Cigar and Company have a new album called Small Town Heroes. Linda, I've always been curious. I mean, I talked about you picking up all this music in New Orleans, but you, you're from Puerto Rico, but you grew up in New York, in the Bronx. Was there any kind of a musical thing going on while you were growing up?
Well, growing up, my family listened to a lot of salsa. My dad was born in Puerto Rico, and so was my aunt that raised me. But so I listened to a lot of that, but definitely a lot of Motown and doo-wop was something that we listened to as a family a lot. And I was really into musicals of the 50s, like with Judy Garland and Gene Kelly, people like that.
and when did you come in contact with punks? I guess from that Folkies.
Well, I guess when I went into high school, I started going down to the Lower East Side and seeing the punk scene down there and really wanting to have, you know, take part in it. I really fell in love with the live shows, with just the energy of being around a bunch of like-minded young people and just like the excitement of it all, you know. But there is actually a major connection of kids that get into punk music slowly starting to get into jug band and early blues music. I feel like there is a common thread of just a soulfulness and an energy that you need to get out that definitely exists in both music.
Yeah, a certain anarchy, too, for that matter.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of, you know, a lot of songs about just your troubles and things that in the world that are getting you down, just kind of letting all that out, I think is a very common theme in both styles.
Well, you have a song in here called St. Rock's Blues. What's that one about?
Well, St. Rock is a neighborhood I used to live in New Orleans. This song I wrote with Sam Doors, and it's all about some tragedies that happened there while I was living there that affected some people that we know and ended up with some of our friends no longer being with us. And we thought it was a good time to write a song about the neighborhood and just for the people of New Orleans who've faced a lot of tragedy, who are, you know, struggling to keep their heads up, you know.
All right.
There must be somewhere in this old world, there must be somewhere in this old world, 'cause I keep on trying, I keep on trying. Ooh, bullets to fly. Thank you. down in New Orleans. 'Cause you don't know the things I've seen. I've seen so many of my good friends go.
From the new album, Small Town Heroes, that's Hooray for the Riff Raff and St. Rock Blues. Alinda, everybody, thank you guys so much for playing live for us today.
Well, thanks for having us back.
And good luck. We'll see you next time around.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.